Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Different ones. One is revenues are under pressure. While profits are rising, partly because they're cutting costs and they're cutting pay, revenues are actually not growing this year as well. So revenues, particularly investment banks, are under pressure. The second thing is just the massive amount of regulation that is hitting returns, particularly on the trading side, where the incoming Basel III capital rules, but also the leverage ratio, are putting pressure on a lot of business area, particularly in fixed income. So return on equity is there under pressure because banks just have to hold much more capital against some of these business areas. So that means that while profits are rising again, return on equities are still looking quite bleak, and most of the banks actually still don't earn their cost of capital, which is why they have to cut expenses somewhere.
And how does all this fit in then with the change that we're seeing in how pay is structured? The bonus cap coming in, banks trying to find ways around that. I think you had more news out on that last week.